News release: Intercounty Baseball League Cambridge. The Intercounty Baseball League's regular season is going to extra innings. Welland and Guelph each finished the season with 31-11 records after winning Sunday afternoon, creating a two-way tie atop the standings. London could join them with a win Monday night in Toronto. The Majors and Maple Leafs were rained out Sunday. If there's a three-way tie for first place, Welland would finish third based on head-to-head records. London would hold the tiebreaker over Guelph based on run differential and then host a playoff game against the Royals Tuesday or Wednesday to determine top seed entering playoffs. The Majors would finish third with a loss Monday, and Guelph would host Welland in a playoff game after winning 4 of 6 meetings with the Jackfish in the regular season. Welland finished with a 13-6 win in Hamilton. Justin Gideon went 3-for-5 with a home run and 2 RBI. Brandon Nicholson singled twice and drove in 2 while stealing 3 bases, ending the season with a league-best 48 swipes. Tyler Dupuis went 3-for-6 with an RBI and 2 runs. Mattingly Romanen had 3 hits and a run, while Gianfranco Morello and Greg Marco each drove in a run. Mike Wagner, 2-0, earned the win, allowing 3 runs on 8 hits over 5 innings. He walked 1 and fanned 4. For Hamilton, 12-30, Dennis Dayey Baining swatted a pair of home runs as part of a 4-hit game. He drove in 3 and scored 4 times. Luis Jean and Tyler Duncan both added an RBI and Ethan Seymour had 2 hits and 2 runs. Michael Bonaccorso, 0-2, took the loss. He was charged with 4 runs on 5 hits over 2 innings. He walked 2 and struck out 1. 7th place Hamilton will face the 2nd place team in the first round of playoffs. In Kitchener, the Royals took an early lead and held on for an 8-7 win. Malik Collymore went 3-for-5 with 2 home runs and 3 RBI for Guelph. Connor Morrow and Ashton Patterson each had 2 hits and 2 RBI, while J.D. Williams went 2-for-4 and scored. Jeffrey Nunez, 2-0, went 7 innings for the win. He gave up 4 runs on 9 hits and struck out 6. Andrew Case earned his 5th save, allowing 2 runs on 2 hits in 1.1 innings. He walked 2 and struck out 1 and stranded the tying run on 2nd to preserve the win. Liam Wilson and Robbie Gauthier each went deep for the Panthers, 15-27, who will face the 3rd place team to open the postseason. Wilson drove in 2, while Gauthier's home run was a solo blast. Andy Leader went 3-for-5 with an RBI and a run. Evan Sherman drove in 2, David Poulsen had 2 hits and a run, and Keegan Marsden went 2-for-4 with an RBI. Brett Reed, 0-6, was touched for 5 runs on 5 hits over 3 innings for the loss. He walked 2 and struck out 1. In Barrie, the Baycats' scheduled Sunday night game against Brantford was rained out and won't be played as it has no bearing on the standings. The 5th place Baycats, 21-20, will face Toronto, 24-17, in the first round. Brantford, 2-39, which has lost 18 straight, will get the first place team. Future games: Monday, August 22, London at Toronto, 7:30 p.m. end of regular season.